W Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a Civic Media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. The Senate continuing to debate and planning eventually to vote on the Trump budget plan. They have been meeting since 9 a.m. yesterday. ABC's Ali Pekoran.
They're trying to figure out how to corral the conference into passing this legislation. It does not seem at the present moment that Majority Leader John Thune has locked the votes down to get this thing passed. If you look at the Senate floor, he's huddled up in deep conversation with some of these holdout senators. Mainly, we've been seeing a lot of attention poured into Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski.
Vice President J.D. Vance also at the Senate right now. President Trump has left for Florida, where he will tour the detention facility being built in the Florida Everglades. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says he will visit Washington next week. The jury returning for a second day of deliberations in the Sean Combs sex trafficking and racketeering trial. The jurors talked for 5 hours on Monday and so far have been unable to reach a unanimous verdict. This is ABC News.
Reach, engage, grow with Civic Media. Log on civicmedia.us/advertise.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. 21-year-old James Vanderleest and his father, 48-year-old David Vanderleest, made their initial court appearances Monday in connection with the death of 2-year-old Leo Escalante in Green Bay. Officers were called to a home in Alpine Drive in Green Bay for a boy with life-threatening injuries on June 22nd. The boy died 2 days later. The Vanderleests were arrested at a cabin in Florence County on Friday. James Vanderleest is the ex-boyfriend of the child's mother. He has multiple open criminal cases, including 3 with domestic abuse enhancers. The recommended charge against James Vanderleest in this case is first-degree reckless homicide. The recommended charge against David Vanderleest is harboring or aiding a felon. However, prosecutors say more charges may be coming. A $2 million cash bond is set for James, and David is being held on a $100,000 cash bond. Safe, sane, sober. 3 words to keep in mind when using fireworks at home. Most fire departments will recommend leaving the fireworks to the professionals, but with Independence Day celebrations, there are bound to be some people using fireworks at home. Green Bay Metro Fire Captain Nick Craig said fireworks cause thousands of children to end up in the emergency room every year.
The biggest thing is the amount of injuries. We're looking at over 10,000 injuries caused by consumer fireworks every year. And the ones that are legal for consumers to buy are actually causing the majority of those injuries.
Sparklers are prime examples of that.
They burn at over 1,200 degrees. That's super hot. Obviously, the end of the metal rod on the sparkler is red hot when it's done burning. Sparklers account for 29% of fireworks injuries for children under the age of 5.
For fireworks safety tips, see the story on our website. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
Lopez leaves Milwaukee.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, basketball. After 7 years with the Milwaukee Bucks, center Brooke Lopez is leaving the team for L.A. Lopez agreeing to a 2-year contract with the Los Angeles Clippers worth $18 million. Now, the Bucks have come to terms with 3 other players, Gary Trent Jr., Kevin Porter, and Taurean Prince. So what's been the difference this offseason for Giannis Antetokounmpo? Bucks reporter Jim Ozarski with the Journal Sentinel.
I think the main difference is this team went from a 58-win team in 2023, top seed in the East, best team in basketball, to a team that had to win 8 straight games and Detroit had the founder to not be the 6th seed. And so what does that mean? They're not rebuilding. They're not tanking. But in Giannis's view, that's not contending. When we had our season ending in that locker room, those guys believe they can win a title.
Baseball, it's the Brewers and the Mets tonight in New York. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Come work with us. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 83 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest to west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunny with a late day shower or thunderstorm and a high tomorrow near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Indy Duttagupta, he is with the Center for Law and Social Policy.
The Trump administration's agenda is reducing economic growth. The programs that they're proposing cutting, like Medicaid and SNAP, especially for kids, actually more than pay for themselves. So we are really looking at a tough long-term economic outlook entirely created by the current policymakers.
The award-winning Maggie Dawn Show at its new time, weekdays 4 till 6 p.m. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
It's National Handshake Day, but I find the idea that you just meet someone and you're holding a body part of theirs kind of odd. Hello, stranger. I'd like to squeeze your hand. Let's have an intimate act here. I have no idea where it's been or how you choose to use your hand in your spare time, but I'd like to hold it for a while. Unless it's a friend. Look, I don't know why we have to touch each other when we barely know each other.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, breaking down more decisions from Wisconsin Supreme Court with Pat Kreitlow from Mornings with Pat Kreitlow. Don't miss it.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11.
Tom Hartman here. You're listening to 97.9 WGBW.
Coming to Northeast Wisconsin, live from the Civic Media Studios, this is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number three, Mino the Mayor. Jim going off to teach his class at NWTC. Take a look at some of the texts we got here. This is from Vinny. Says, Mino sweats just eating popcorn. I was talking earlier. I had a situation a couple weeks ago. I went to a ribs fest, and I had three platters of ribs.
Oh my!
And it was
you
super
got the
hot.
Meat sweats, didn't
and
you?
It was just sweat like you can't believe. Yeah. I don't think I was a pretty sight. Michael says, John, they're good for you. Beets are good for you, but moderation is the word for the day. Moderation is Mino's word for the day. And Snarky Brian says, we're talking about family traditions on the 4th. Jason Pierre Paul's family tradition on the 4th was visiting the ER to find his fingers. What's wrong with you, Brian?
That was the... Yeah, I mean, okay, how do you blow your hand off and you're like
starting defensive end for the New York Giants?
Yeah. But you when you saw that, Mino, yeah. You laughed really
I
hard.
I laughed so hard.
Yeah.
I laughed so hard.
Oh, my.
Oh, yes, indeed.
That was a story. That was a story.
So, Sean, how you doing, buddy?
Doing really good,
I was good
John.
To have you here. Boy, I'll tell you what. You have a lot of events. I give you credit. I mean, you know, you wouldn't think of Marinette being, the hub of all these different festivals and great events. But you are. You guys have turned that into a destination in the summer with all of your different events you got going on. Tell me about your latest.
Our latest, which we've done for 13 years, kind of started out hyper-localized, Logging and Heritage Festival.
Well, and that is the heritage of
exactly.
Marinette. Yeah.
So basically, speaking back 13 years ago, what the idea was is that Menominee was doing just a fantastic job of 4th of July. So we wanted to kind of etch something a little bit different and do something.
Your own identity, so
yeah,
to speak.
Yeah,
huh?
Yeah. So we went with the Logging and Heritage Festival, and basically what we started doing and what we've continued to do is we focus on our logging heritage. So we have logging exhibitions. We've got people doing sawing and log rolling, things like that. But we've continually every year added a little bit more. So we've got BMX stunt bikes in the parking lot. And these guys, I mean,
they're amazing.
They're probably 30 feet in the air.
They're amazing.
Letting their bike go.
I know.
And catching it. You know, I mean, if you've ever watched the X Games, that's what these people are. And then, you know, we've got live music. And the one thing that the committee, when they started, my understanding is, because now I've been a part of it for 4 years, but prior to that, this was their focus, is that this was going to be a festival that wasn't going to be expensive, that we were going to keep it as inexpensive as possible. So all the kids' stuff is free.
Awesome.
So, you know, like we've got a ton of jumpers, you know, the big jumper slide, yep. all that stuff. We've also got the bungee jumpers where the kids can jump up and down and do flips. We've got a rock wall that's that climbs.
Did you try it out?
yeah, no.
You want me to?
Yeah, me and you. Okay, we'll race.
We get four. Whoever gets to 5 feet first wins.
Yeah, I don't think that would be a pretty sight.
I don't think so either.
You want to talk about sweating?
Yeah.
and then from there we went. So we've got that. We've got food trucks. But all the kids stuff, face painting, balloons, you know, sawdust dig, all of those fun things are absolutely free for your kids.
I give you guys credit, man. You want to make sure you get hit every level.
Exactly. And then, like I said, live music, we've got, Neon Detour is going to be playing, and then Oz, I can't remember the name of it, but they're an Iron Mountain cover band.
Oh.
Rock and roll band, the Oz the Band.
Okay.
Oz the Band. And so they'll be ending the night, and then we have a fireworks display.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
And when is it all taking place here?
It's July 12th and 13th. So we always go a week after the 4th. So it'll be, in a week and a half?
There's not a lot going on the week after the 4th, so you guys got a good spot there.
That's why we chose that, was because we wanted to be respectful to other areas doing their thing and saying, okay, well, we don't want to take away from your stuff.
Right.
So, yeah, it just works out well that it's that week after.
Now, when you guys put together these events, John, and it's all winter type. I mean, people don't realize you're starting probably next year now, and
there is
so much more pressure and obstacles in putting these things together behind the scenes that people would have any idea, isn't there?
Absolutely. And then on top of it, you know, I mean, I've been in this position for 4 years, so I'm learning the nuance and the rhythms. But, you know, early on, I had no idea. So, you know, I'm kind of just cutting my teeth, kind of going through this stuff. Luckily, we've had some great leadership that has continued to help and to do those things. But yeah, early on, you know, and that's the whole thing, is that these guys, they're talking, like you said. I mean, we'll have a meeting. Our first meeting is always like in November for the following July.
Right.
You
exactly.
know, just to kind of like say, okay, well, where are we?
But I mean, people don't realize how much pressure there's involved in putting these things together.
Oh, and that's the other part. I mean, you know, you have a mayor and a city council who you just always want to do right by them. I mean, nobody says I want to do a bad job, you know? So yeah, you want to put these things together. You want to put them together in a way that, really plays towards the customer, it appeals to the people coming to the event.
Well, and people don't want I hate to say it, but back in my day, it was almost, everything was more of a beer fest.
Yeah.
You know, all the church picnics, people just go there and drink.
Right.
It's not that way anymore.
It totally isn't that way. And, you know, I think to some degree, that's a great, great part of it, is that, there's a little bit more responsibility involved, and you want to say, hey, we want to have fun. We do have, you know, we do have beer tents and we do have things like that. But exactly. I mean, Menominee for years used to have a waterfront festival that was out of this world. It was phenomenal. But because the beer tent was kind of, like you said, the place to go. And I mean, if you've ever been downtown Menominee on First Street, it's not appealing when you go to a beautiful store and there's puke in the front. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And that's what these business
owners.
That's
what they became, and that's what some of those places became.
Exactly.
I know. I mean, you hate to say it, but even church picnics and all things, there were issues at times.
Yeah.
The fireman's picnic years ago.
Remember that one incident in, like, what was it, Greenfield?
Yeah. I mean, you know, that was almost the theme. It's like, let's go there to get drunk.
Yeah.
Type of atmosphere.
Exactly.
And it wasn't family friendly.
No.
Now everything is. I'm glad that's changed.
Yeah, it really, and that's kind of what I know our committee's focus is on, is making that change. So now, you know, we have all those things. We've added one of those, I think they're called henny or henna. It's doing the little dots on your hand and stuff.
Okay.
It's more like a native tribal look to it.
Okay.
Almost looks like a tattoo, but it's not. Todd, I don't know. Have you ever heard of them? It's like henny or...
Yeah. It's painting on the hands that. Yeah.
And so it's... We've added that this year. So we always try to find something that might be a little bit different than what the normal
And I will say this, though, too, in regards to those things, and I've had a lot of bar owners. I always joke around, but I want to own a bar and everything. And people are like, you have no idea the things that come, the responsibility aspect of the knuckleheads, how they can ruin an event. And you know what I mean? You know the type. I mean, I'm sure you've had them just like everybody else has, right?
And you want to just kind of laugh. I mean, you know, I literally one time had a guy at a glam band concert in Marinette, okay? And so for some reason, and they had asked somebody to stand in the back to keep people off the speakers and everything.
Right.
Hey, man, can you not sit on their speakers? They're expensive,
exactly,
right?
Exactly.
He looks at me, and he gets off it, and he's just giving me this eye and takes off his shirt. And I'm like... okay, what does that mean?
Is he throwing down by taking his shirt off?
Would you, Mina, would you throw down with John? I don't think I'd go against that, would you?
I would run.
I just was like, okay. And I said, listen, I just want you to understand that I work for the city, and we got police all around here. I ain't doing anything, but all I have to do is make one phone call.
Yeah. But why is that? You always, because even Dennis has told me, we could talk about this with Dennis when he comes on this week. He's told me that he's had to like kick guys in the face because guys will be reaching up at some of the people, and he's had to like kick them in the face.
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, it's a shame that like that there's some people that they take that fun to another level, and they then feel like they've been challenged.
Yeah.
And you're like, listen, I'm not trying to challenge you. Have a great time.
Right.
I want you to have fun.
Right.
I just want everything to be safe while we're, because like you said, the responsibility behind it, you know, it's never the person. It's just like in sports, right? It's not the guy who threw the first punch. It's the second guy. It's the guy who catches it. And you know, and that's what they don't understand is that, no, we don't think you're going to get hurt. We're worried about this person over here who's going to get hurt.
Where do you get your security from, Sean?
The Marinette Police Department.
Oh, they handle everything?
Yeah, they handle everything. So they'll just, we'll just, you know, have them, you know, parading around the area and making sure that they just kind of keep an eye on
stuff. That's cool.
Yeah.
That's a good way to do it then. Because, you know, sometimes some of these private security things, you can get some hotheads too.
And that's what I was
saying. Because I've seen that.
Yes, absolutely. And that's why I will say that both our captain and our chief of police, these guys are really good guys. I mean, neither one I'd want to tussle with, but especially the chief. He's like his son is a power lifter. His son's like 16, but you know, but yeah, they firmly talk with their officers I don't mean firmly, but I mean, they just give great direction. They give great direction.
That's awesome. Yeah. That's very cool.
Yeah.
Well, good. Well, okay. We're going to keep you hanging around. Is that okay?
Yeah.
We're going to talk more about that. Actually, we'll keep you around when Dana's here if you want. She's a Northeast brand ambassador for the Cross Distilling Stubborn Brothers Brewery. They turn out some amazing product that they have right next door here at the market.
Oh, wow.
And she's great. She's a great friend of ours, great friend of the program. So we're really happy to have her in. So we'll be doing that. We'll talk some more about all your great things going on at Marinette with the Heritage Fest and everything. And we're going to send it to a quick break.
Oh, we got 2 minutes.
Oh, I'm sorry.
I was giving you two.
I read that. I thought you're dark back there. It's hard to see you today.
Todd, you're dark.
No.
You're in a dark place, aren't you?
So I have to ask you, did you replace the thing that me and my granddaughters may have broken?
No.
Oh.
No.
What did you break?
Well, we wanted to take a picture on the logging
horses. On the
horse.
Did he break something?
Well, they're plastic, and it kind of came off the mount when we climbed up.
You know, because once again, we got to climb up.
Well, she wanted a picture, and Grandpa was going to show that he's still athletic
by
climbing up with her, that he could handle that.
You're like,
you should put a sign up there or something, Sean.
Yeah,
because ironically, don't know. Sean went on another radio show and said, "Let me tell you about this guy who."
So I'm just trying to help. Stay off the animals.
Yeah. Stay off the animals.
All right, quick break. Back after this.
I turned 21 in prison, doing life without parole. No one could steer me right, but Mama tried. Mama tried, Mama tried to raise me better, but her pleading I denied. That leaves only me to blame, 'cause Mama tried. Dear old daddy, rest his soul, left my mom a heavy load.
You're listening to the Talk of Green Bay, WGBW, home for Matinee on Air.
President John F. Kennedy said, "Let every nation know, whether it wishes us well or ill, we shall pay any price, bear any burden, meet any hardship, support any friend, oppose any foe, to assure the survival and success of liberty." This message made possible by Hubbard Electric. Hubbard Electric in Manitowoc is the area's top choice for electrical contractors because they're focused on quality and value. Call today, 920-686-1180, 920-686-1180.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
Hey, it's John Mino.
And Jim Schmidt from Mino and the Mayor.
Want to stay in the loop with all things Northeast Wisconsin? Sign up for the WGBW weekly newsletter.
Get the latest local stories, updates on the weather, and a special feature from our Mino and the Mayor podcast.
It's your one-stop shop for real news and great conversation in Northeast Wisconsin.
Log on to WGBW.fm today and get signed up.
Real news, great conversation. Sign up today at WGBW.fm/newsletter.
America is kept safe because the Army National Guard responds, protects, and supports our nation when it needs them most. The Army National Guard responds to disasters such as wildfires and floods. They protect us with missile defense, cybersecurity, and civilian support teams for chemical, biological, and radiological hazards. Be there for your community and your country. Visit NationalGuard.com to learn more about part-time service. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
We are the National Park Foundation. And together with you, we're creating a future where every person, every generation, gets their chance at an unforgettable moment. Learn more at nationalparks.org/foundation.
As Wisconsin as a fish fry on a Friday night, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Step out, go teach his class. But you know what? We're capably filled with the energy and always entertaining Sean Katzbeck, Director of Tourism, City of Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival coming up.
Yeah, we're going to have a great festival. On Saturday, we also have a 5K run walk.
Oh.
And we have people dressed up as loggers, which is really cool. Yeah, we give away prizes for the best dressed.
Hey, I got to tell you, you want to talk about it? You know, I come from an area where it was underground iron ore mining, which is a tough job and everything.
Absolutely.
But then in the other areas around the UP and Northeast Wisconsin, those loggers. I was talking to somebody who, when he was a kid, like worked in the logging camps in the summer. He'd wash their clothes and do it. He said, "You want to talk about a tough breed of individuals?"
I've got a friend who he's got to be at least second, but maybe third generation.
Okay.
I've never saw a guy work as hard in my entire life. Yeah. I would never in my life work that hard, John. I can't even imagine it. And he does it 7 days a week. He actually won a bid for the city that was like 50 trees that he had to cut down because they had that, they had the
ash borer.
So on one street, he had to cut them down and he had 3 days.
Wow.
And he's like, "Yeah, I can do it." Yeah. I'm like, "Dude, are you crazy?"
It's just in the genes or something after a while. But what a tough life that was for those guys.
And you think about back when, at least now there's the technology really hasn't changed because it's chainsaws and it's always been chainsaws. But back in the day, it was, you were You're axing, well, you know, there's even something.
Okay, so there's a weird thing happening. You know, Isle Royale is that island off the UP,
okay,
between Canada and the UP, so to speak. And they had a terrible thing happen there last month. Todd, have you been following that? With the, they think it was a murder-suicide?
A little bit, yep.
Yeah, the guy, two of the park rangers had to hike 11 miles overnight to get to this campsite. That's how remote it was.
Wow.
And they found what they're, and the FBI is involved. It's been unbelievably quiet where they won't come out with any information, but they believe it was a father-son murder-suicide.
Oh, wow.
Okay? But, and it's like, oh my God, at this most, you know, gorgeous place and,
sure,
you know. But then the Detroit Free Press, I think it was, did a story on the history of that island.
Yeah.
And it talked about when they still find graves, okay, from like these loggers who were worked there, and they would just die and they just bury them and put up like a little wooden thing or
they'd
maybe a stone.
On.
And they would move on.
Wow. Because
there was no way to get them off the island in time for any medical help.
Sure.
So
sure,
they were, they'd pop up. They still find these graves on the island because these loggers that probably came from Sweden or Finland or someplace like that.
Yep.
And then they would just die and that's it.
That was
their life.
And
so what you guys are celebrating is a really cool aspect of Northeast Wisconsin.
Well, it really is, because another part of it that I think people tend to forget, just because of how technology has moved so fast, is, you know, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, which isn't crazy long ago, that was the staple of how we built buildings, how we did things. We really were not a steel until, you know, the 1900s, right, is when that started to move over. But in the 1800s, and so when you think of our area, think of how strategically placed, you know, Marinette, Green Bay, all that. You can ride down the bay. You can then go out to Lake Michigan. You can go down to Chicago. And from Chicago, you could go from to anywhere in the world.
Yeah.
And down in Oshkosh, of course, all the wood down there, the doors that were created, yep, and all that. I mean, right off the Fox down Lake Winnebago.
Well, your mom worked for one of the places.
She worked for Buckstaff for a long time.
I didn't realize Oshkosh had been like, and it's kind of funny because like some of the white pine was taken from the UP,
yep,
and then floated down and everything, and a whole bunch more from your area up there. Then we'd go to Oshkosh, then it would get milled. And then it's, so every place, it seems like that's how they grew. But it's kind of ironic, though. It's like, okay, so you got Oshkosh with all that, and then it's also beer capital of, like, Northeast. Yeah. Because, but you know what I mean? It's the Germans, like, yep, we're talking, it's, yep, the Germans that came, yep, over to, yep, work with the woods,
yep,
and do those things. But it's so funny. You wonder sometimes, cause I, you know, I love history, just love history. Yeah. Fascinated by how towns became who they are. And it's funny how one thing got it started, and that branched out to this and this and that. And I love it when they, and I like what you guys are doing in Manitowoc County. Their areas do this too. They really honor what made them.
Yeah. And that's the idea behind it, is to remember that. Because, John, I don't know, you know, like, once again, a lot of people don't know this. At that point in history, Marinette was the third largest city in the state.
Wow. I did not know
it was its population. It was the third largest in the state. Menominee, which obviously we're at a cross, and, yeah, you know, so let's just say the Marinette region, but number one exporter of wood in the world
did
was
not
coming
know that
out of Menominee, Michigan.
But I believe it.
So I mean, it's,
yeah,
just,
it's, you know, a great heritage, yeah, we,
yeah,
have here.
Yeah,
and so it's fun that you guys still honor that.
Yeah. So July 12th and 13th, we're going to be doing this. It's opens at noon. The actual fairgrounds open at noon. Food trucks, free for kids, as far as all of the activities for jumpers and all that stuff. And then live music, fireworks, BMX acrobats. It's a great way to spend a day inexpensively and just enjoy.
Do people buy tickets at the door, at the gate?
No, it's free to come in.
Everything is free.
Everything,
I mean,
is
other
free
than the food and everything, but there's no entrance fee whatsoever.
No interest fee whatsoever.
No parking fees?
No parking fees, no nada. It is a great way to spend a Saturday. You know, it's 45 minutes away from here, so come on down.
Are the Navy guys going to be walking around?
Yeah,
okay.
Yep, they sure will.
Now Mino won't go.
No.
Because they'll make him look bad, right?
You want to see women swoon? Like, legitimately swoon when the guys that do the flyover at the Packer games, yeah, come walking by in their flight suits?
Yeah.
You're an old Air Force guy. What is it about that? Women swoon. Grown women.
Chicks dig aviators, man.
Get that on a t-shirt.
There you go.
Fly Sean, it you're the greatest. We got to set her a break. Back after this. She's somebody's babe. All the guys on the corner stand back and let her walk on by. She's got to be somebody's babe. She must be somebody's babe. She's got to be somebody's babe.
The Talk of Green Bay, WGBW. Join the family. Civic Media has a number of great jobs across the state. Open now at civicmedia.us/careers.
For 97.9 WGBW News, I'm Lisa Hale. Wisconsin is closing in on a new bipartisan state budget. Civic Media's Charlie Pittman reports.
Governor Tony Evers announced a tentative deal early this morning. The agreement includes $330 million for childcare, including money directly to providers as the pandemic-era Child Care Counts program winds down. There's also $1.4 billion in new funding for K-12 schools. And despite a rumored cut, the Universities of Wisconsin or UW system would get $256 million under the deal, plus $840 million for campus building projects. The governor called it the largest boost to the state university system in nearly 20 years. The bill also includes $1.3 billion in income tax cuts, mostly for the middle class. About 1.6 million people would see an average cut of $180 per year. That's a popular idea. A recent Marquette poll found 65% of voters want at least half of the state's $4 billion surplus used for tax cuts. The legislature's budget committee meets at 9 a.m. today to take up the package. The full state legislature is expected to vote on the package tomorrow. After that, Evers has 10 business days to act on the plan.
Included in this budget is $1 million for UW Green Bay's Rising Phoenix Early College High School program. That enables high school students to earn college credits. And over $137 million will be spent to demolish the more than 60-year-old library facility, renovate an addition that's more than 50 years old, and add a brand new replacement addition at Polk Learning Commons at UW Oshkosh. I'm Lisa Hale, 97.9 WGBW News. For news anytime, log on to WGBW.fm.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. Apple Films' F1 is definitely a hit, but will it be a financial success? Sounds like a strange question, but prognosticators are curious. The film opened number one with a $57 million domestic haul and has brought in $145 million worldwide. The Brad Pitt-Jerry Bruckheimer effort received excellent reviews, but still landed a little short of expectations. How to Train Your Dragon came in second place with just under $20 million and a less than 50% drop-off in week three, giving it a domestic total of just over $200 million. Disney Pixar's Elio, although a bit of a disappointment, still came in third place with just over $10 million at the gate. Megan 2.0 underperformed as well, earning much less than the first chapter of the film, coming in at about $10 million domestically. Rounding out the top five was 28 Years Later, which came in just under $10 million in its second week of release. Fasten your seatbelts, though, moviegoers. A dinosaur invasion is happening tomorrow. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Rebuilding and refreshing local radio one station at a time. This Civic Media radio station is proud to be a part of your community. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It is going to be mostly sunny and pleasant today. We'll get to around 83 for a high this afternoon with wind out of the northwest to west at 5 to 15. Clear tonight, 65. Tomorrow, sunny with a late day shower or thunderstorm and a high tomorrow near 86. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 67.
The Todd Allbaugh Show.
The Joint Finance Committee was leaked that they intend to cut $87 million from the UW system budget. And so we put this out on our socials last night, and today the Joint Finance Committee decided to pull that from the agenda. Because apparently, from what I'm told, Republican legislators got a lot of calls. When the truth is disseminated and people react, results can happen.
The Todd Allbaugh Show, weekdays 2 to 4 on your local Civic Media radio station, and on the app.
I'm Tony Goldwyn. As an actor and a director, I attend a lot of screenings, but there's one that's different. It's important, and it could save your life. A lung cancer screening.
You know, I lost my mom to lung cancer when she was just 68 years old. Screenings help diagnose lung cancer early when it's most treatable, even curable. A quick low-dose CT scan is all it takes. GoTo for lung cancer is your go-to. Visit goto.org.
Pete Schwabba.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome Sturgeon Spirits Distillery founder Carl Lowenstein into the studio. And the 4th of July is fast approaching, so we talk fireworks. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights from 6 till 8. From local stories to local voices, we're shining a spotlight on what matters right here in Northeast Wisconsin. It's more than just talk. It's about connecting with the community. This is Mino and the Mayor. Now, here's John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Dave, you can put your headphones on.
Oh.
Special thanks to Sean Katzbeck, Director of Tourism, City of Marinette. Go ahead, Todd. Oh, I think you're saying something. We've got a very special guest right now. Dana, I can never pronounce your name, so go ahead and pronounce it for me.
Well, the Polish version would be right. Pavelczyk, but Pavelczyk. Most people know me as Pawelczyk.
Pawelczyk.
Yes.
All right, very cool. Yes. Northeast brand ambassador for La Crosse Distributing, Stubborn Brothers Brewery. We'll all get to that. But we, Todd, listen to me.
Hang on here. I'm trying to chat with, what are you trying to do?
I was just telling you, I like covered her when she was with the All-American, or not All-American.
You can say All-American.
The state championship Ashwaubenon Jaguars softball team.
Oh, wow. Oh, I know.
I used to cover her games. Right?
Yeah.
And that's how you guys kind of met, or what?
Well, not really. I think that was in the bar.
Exactly. But we kind of realized through
But I've known this. I've known her since she was like 16.
Yeah.
And now her son is here who's 16.
Gonna be.
Yeah.
Couple weeks.
Small world how it turns.
Yeah.
I know.
All right, get back to Sean there.
And you knew my grandfather's story.
Well, so. He's in my book.
And I have that book.
Tell a story about that.
So my grandfather was a prisoner of war in World War II, and I have this book, and actually John signed the cover and everything, and it was kind of really kind of cool and amazing, and he's got an amazing story, and you know that.
It's an amazing story.
I grew up as a child with him coming to schools and discussing everything and telling his story, which is just...
Tell his name.
Sylvester Karch.
Cy Karch.
Cy. Sil. Yeah. He was the coolest cat, really.
He was awesome. I remember every time I go interview him, I told you this story, I couldn't leave until I had a banana split.
I know. Or in like malted milk.
Or malted milk. Every single time.
Or an old-fashioned, depending on the time.
But what a great, just one of those old-school, good Northeast Wisconsin guys.
Yep. It was great. And then my grandmother was Ellie.
Yes.
They were just a cool little pair. They came from Chicago. And so anyway, long story short, you wrote this, cool book. And my
grandfather's... I was in Frontlines, my first one.
Yeah.
One of the last times I was with him was, I'll never forget this, the Memorial Day celebration at Pulaski High School.
Sure.
When he and I both spoke. And he was honored. And I remember such a hot day. Pulaski always wears those big, thick uniforms, it seems like, for their band. And like a couple of kids dropped and everything like that. But they still invited me over to the house afterwards for a little beverage.
Yeah.
And I think I still got from the Pulaski Times or something, the article about picture of me, him, and your grandma together.
It's so cool. It's so cool. And then both my parents, went to Pulaski High School back in the day. And so, it's just a small world.
Yeah. And then they became your heated rival in softball.
Oh, I know. Well, not, not too much. Just kidding, Pulaski. We love you.
Well, Dana, tell everybody what you do.
Yeah, so I work for two companies, actually. Kind of a cool little thing how they put the two companies together for me to represent. So I do brand ambassador work for La Crosse Distilling.
Can I just say one thing?
Yeah. Are you like, what is that
mean? No, because my daughter does that.
Oh.
Daughter has a great, both daughters, I believe. That's okay. What they do. And I always say marketing. How's that marketing work? I don't know. We're not in marketing. I'm like, I think it's branding, Dad. There's a big difference.
Yes,
it's like
building a brand.
I don't know what the difference is, but so
it's
when you say that,
it's kind of in the same pool, right? It's kind of in the same pool. So basically, for Stubborn Brothers Brewery, and it's great because they're right in Shawano, and then La Crosse Distilling. So I have a huge passion for supporting local.
Right.
So essentially, I kind of cover or like help accounts. Get our brand in restaurants, bars, and the retail stores. And I just kind of do fun events and things like that to help promote the brand, essentially for our local spirits out of La Crosse and then the local beer out of Shawano.
If you ever want to move
and
spend a lot more for rent,
Yeah.
Talk to my daughter, help you get a job with her. She works out of New York City. Last week, she had to do a thing in the Hamptons for a wine company.
That's so cool.
Yeah. And I said, oh, my God, that's so cool. She goes, yeah, but Dad, do you have any idea how expensive it is? We have to get an Airbnb and share it because it's so expensive. So it's like, you've got such a dream job, Lindsay, and you're, you know what I mean?
I know. It's the most fun work, though, ever.
It seems like.
And, like, what is so hard about, like, I'm going into bars and restaurants during the day, I'm like, hey, and then you have lunch and maybe have a cocktail, maybe don't, just to kind of, it's all relationship building, right, in this kind of
work. I do that, I don't even get paid for it.
Exactly. So it's been great, and, you know, with the distillery, it's great, because we actually, all of our grains and everything are from our local farmers.
Talk about that. That's one reason I wanted to have you on, because when we had, Todd, when we did the, the Brewfest, or we did our contest.
Yep.
What was the name of it?
Craft Pick.
Yes.
Top Craft Pick.
Yes. I always thought it was really interesting. Like, I remember the guy from Fond du Lac and other ones where it's like the water they use is from like on their property.
Oh, yeah.
The things they grow goes right into their things. And that's becoming the cool thing now.
It's cool.
So that's one reason I really want to get you on here.
Yeah.
Explain that, what your company is that you're branding for, how they use local products.
Sure. So the distillery, it'll be 7 years in August that we opened. And so it's kind of this whole big concept of, in La Crosse in general, that's the whole, the glaciers essentially didn't touch that whole area. So you've got this most amazing organic farming right in our backyard.
You're
so
right.
there's a few owners, a couple Green Bay guys actually, a couple La Crosse guys got together and they're like, hey, let's have this great passion and approach for using our local farmers, supporting local, growing right in our own backyards. So the distillery, there's a few farmers. One of the farmers is actually out near Holman. So he's about 7-8 miles away. So everything from our corn down to our corn for our bourbon is actually coming like miles.
Isn't
from
that amazing?
The distillery. It's amazing, honestly. And I have a big passion just for farming and eating as pure as we can and supporting our local
neighbors.
I mean,
I know organic is such a cheesy word, but it's true.
It's so true. We are organic. You know, it took our farmer, I think, 3 years at least to fully, you know, go without any spray and pesticides. And it's all open pollination. And it's a really cool process. And not only is the process of what we do amazing, the relationships with the farmers is what I love the most. Like, we know them personally, their families, they're hardworking, and it's a big full circle. At the distillery, he actually comes back a few times a week and will take all that spent grain, and that goes back to feed for his livestock, goes back to the crops. It's such a full circle thing, and it's just cool to see. And
that's fantastic.
I'm proud to support that.
I mean, that's what's so cool about this is there's all this company out of St. Louis is coming up here and trying to sell their stuff. This is all right here.
It's
that's
in our backyard.
Grown right here.
It's like, hey, Wisconsin, you know? And so that for the last 3 years, we were the official local vodka of the Packers. So that was a huge thing that, you know, we did and was a part of. And so.
Well, that's the thing, though, too. You know, it's really cool. I mean, some people were very adventurous maybe 20 years ago. Like, I remember doing a story when I was in TV on a small place in Krakow, and they were making their own.
That's where my dad's from.
Is it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
But he was telling me the hoops they had to jump through back in those days because the state wasn't quite ready for small town independent, you know, producers.
Yeah.
But now I think they've seen, well, these people are really quality people and really put a lot of pride in what they're turning out.
Sure.
Wouldn't you feel that way, too?
Yeah,
with these people? Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And kind of just turning a little page, too, with Stubborn Brothers. It was this really cool. I used to work for the distributor. Right. So now I work directly for the supplier.
Right.
You know, it kind of goes down the chain that way. As far as, you know, distributing, you can sell or I can't actually sell our products. I'm just there to promote. But Stubborn Brothers, the owner there and then the owner at the distillery kind of got together and said, hey, let's split one rep and then she can cover and do both. So Stubborn Brothers is also great. They're right in Shawano, make amazing products and, you know, came from farming. Their family is original farmers from Clintonville. And so it's
awesome.
Really cool. It's always just family owned businesses that I am just like proud to stand behind and be a part of.
If only you had some personality.
I know, right?
If you only had some spunk.
I know. I'm kind of a dud.
I just had to pull it out of you.
I know. But it's been great. And at the end of the day, right, I don't look at my job as like, I'm not in sales. I'm in the business of people, right? I mean, I think regardless what you stand behind, it's people first, product second.
Right. But when you got into this business at first, did you think to yourself, oh man, this is out of my wheelhouse a little bit. How can I do it? But like you said, you don't have to be a mixologist who knows all that stuff. You just have to be passionate about what you do.
Yeah, absolutely.
I tell people that all the time.
Yeah, you just have to care and love it. But I did come from the service industry.
I know that.
I taught you how to make an old fashioned, remember?
You did.
So I kind of came from it.
Well, okay.
Yeah.
We got to talk about that.
Yeah, let's talk about it.
How did he do? Let me just put that right out there. How did he do making it?
He put me to shame. I feel like any event I do, you want to come?
Yes.
John?
Should
you
Everyone.
Wait a minute. Are you being serious about this?
It was actually kind of amazing. He filled the cocktail like to the brim though, like it was amazing.
A lot of fun. We got to do more of those.
So much fun. And I was
it's a video we did together.
It was a video and it was so organic. And that's what's so cool
we just
about
winged
all
it.
This. We totally winged it. It was like we knew each other for 25 years.
But the history of the old fashioned that you told was fascinating.
Put Todd, me on
you
the
ever,
spot.
You got, okay,
we got time.
We got all 3 minutes. And then we're going to take it to a break. Then we're going to have more. But 3 minutes. Tell the history of the old fashioned.
Oh, I knew this was going to come up. I should have brushed up on my Google skills. Just kidding. So essentially, the old fashioned is huge, especially in Wisconsin, right? And
like
I said
before, I moved to Wisconsin, I'd never heard of an old fashioned.
And we have a different version, right, of our old fashioned. It's the Wisconsin version. We add soda. We add a wash.
Right.
You know, essentially, you go out of state, and they're like, "What is this old fashioned you speak of? You want a Manhattan? Is what you're looking for." So essentially, way back in the day during Prohibition, where you know. Distillers were shutting down. There's a lot of things made with neutral grain spirits. The great bartenders were leaving the country, essentially. So the spirits and the alcohol was so poor quality.
Right.
So they had to make it palatable for people. So that's how the cocktail essentially kind of started. And so the basis for a cocktail was your sugar, your bitters, and your spirit. And so old fashioned just means this is the old fashioned way of the original cocktail that was made. So it's just kind of this old school
because
category.
It had a good flavor
because
again.
It just had these like few basic
components
I guess to it and
so
that's
saying it sounded like
go.
The old-fashioned way that we
the
used to
old
have
fashioned
drinks.
Way of making a cocktail
right.
And here today it's like one of the most mainstream.
Is that
so
cool?
Did you actually muddle in all that
he's muddling.
A muddler
muddler
like nobody.
I know he's a muddler but that's in different terms. I've listened to his show for many
great.
Years
but yeah so it was a ton of fun and I'm just happy to be here
to
even
do
just
that
talk
some
life.
Wow. You know what's funny you say that though because my family grew up with during Prohibition with grappa.
Okay.
Do you guys have grappa?
We don't.
No, okay.
Yes.
But anyway, it was so bad. It was so harsh that they would put a piece of lemon in the thing. Just one or two pieces of lemon in the bottle.
Oh.
And let that just give it some kind of cutting.
So we have one of our spirits at the distillery. It's called our Downtown Tootaloo Rock and Rye.
Okay.
It's a really popular spirit. It has a profile of an old fashioned. Way back in the day, rock and rye is kind of one of these old school categories of flavored whiskey. There's tons of flavored whiskey now. But way back in the day when the whiskey quality was so poor, they had to put rock candy. So pharmacists were putting rock candy into the whiskey. That's what sweetened it up. So now today we have this really cool category that we make one of ours. But we use crystallized honey as our sugar source, lemon, cranberries, and that just kind of macerates on top of the spirit. And essentially you have better, palatable,
approachable
whiskey.
Right. Wow.
Is it wrong for me at 8:47 in the morning to want something
no!
right now?
I
walked in and I thought, I should have had these prepped to
go. I'm thinking the exact same way.
Okay, she's going back next week.
I'll be a regular. where do I sign?
Bring it on. This is great stuff. One last quick thing before we sit a quick break as far as with this business, though. You know, years ago, we used to talk about the old school kind of things and whatever. There's a young breed of people that pay respect and homage to those that got them here, but now have their new ideas and marketing ideas.
Yeah.
It's a real nice little combination of the two, isn't it?
It is. It really is.
So we're going to be sending it a quick break. Okay. Dana, pronounce your last name again, both the Polish version and the American version.
Yeah, Dana, Polish version, Pawelczyk with a V. Or Dana, American version, Pawelczyk.
You know, does it depend on who you're talking to at the time?
It does.
I remember the Lions' old football coach, Wayne Fonts.
Okay.
Who people used to say I looked like, which wasn't a compliment. But anyway.
No, it wasn't.
It
was not.
But one of the sports writers in Detroit I was talking to, he goes, well, he's Wayne Fonts to the media, but when he's out at the bars at night chasing women, it's Fontaine.
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Quick break. Back with more Dana right after this.
as Wisconsin is brats on the grill for a tailgate. This is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mark your calendars and head to Marinette on July 12th for the 13th annual Logging and Heritage Festival. Located on historic Stevenson Island, there will be free kids activities, food trucks, BMX stunt bike, live music, logging exhibitions, fireworks, and much more. The island opens at noon and the fun doesn't stop until the fireworks are over. It's the Marinette Logging and Heritage Festival on July 13th on Stevenson Island in Marinette. Don't miss it!
As a U.S. Navy veteran and business owner, I've lived through moments where every detail counts, and I carry that into mass appeal. That's why I personally ensure we deliver top-quality promotion materials, like T-shirts, sweatshirts, and more, to help your company, whether it is a local business or school, gain the visibility it needs to thrive. Your logo is our business, and we're here to make your vision come true.
Go to massappealwi.com or drop by their shop on Lineville Road, just off Highway 41.
It's officially time for fireworks. And do you think you're ready for all the festivities? It's Amanda with another new Wisco 411 for you, brought to you by Area 509 in Appleton. And 4th of July is officially here this Friday, which means we're having a whole weekend of big booms and big booming events. In fact, there's too many for me to list. So if you're not sure how you're celebrating America's birthday this year, head to WGBW.fm and click events to see what's going on in your community.
I love playing sports, especially for my school. And that's because school sports are special. It's where it's safe to fail. It's where we're taught resilience, where our fear becomes confidence. It's where we learn to get back up after every fall. School sports are where 7.8 million students go from I can't to I can.
This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
As you celebrate Independence Day, Century Companies would like to ask you a favor. When you see a military veteran, thank them for their service to our country and their sacrifices in defending our freedom. Join a team that feels like family. Current Electrical Services is seeking construction electricians. Apply online at currentelectricalservices.com. Better pay, better lifestyle, and excellent benefits. Give your career a jolt. Work at Current Electrical Services, a veteran-owned company.
Mommy, can I sit in the front seat just this one time? Please, please, please.
No, not yet.
But why?
Because I love you, and you're just not ready yet. Now, get in the back so I can get you in your car seat, please.
Putting your kids in the right seat for their age and size is an act of love. Check that your kids are in the right seat at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Love protects. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
As Wisconsin has a game of cribbage with good friends, this is the Civic Media Radio Network.
Every time you kiss me, it's like sunshine and whiskey.
That was for you, Dana.
Oh, Dana, sunshine and whiskey.
Dana Polachewski.
Oh, I could be Polachewski.
I'm throwing the esky in part.
Yeah, so let's do
Polachewski. Hey, I got to be honest. I'm really impressed with your son over here.
He's the best. Yeah, my son Penn's here today kind of listening in.
Wow.
He's a cool dude.
High school wrestler, high school rugby, high school football. How do you handle it all?
It's kind of just a lot of work. I mean, it's like an outlet, you know what I'm saying? It's like everything that's going on, I can just go do my sport and I'll hit somebody.
That's cool, man. Good for you. Did she ever talk about her glory days in high school?
All the time. That's all she talks about.
Ever.
It's all the time.
Oh, my God.
It's like, okay, well, Penn, you did this, but when I was in high school.
All right. Easy.
When I was a Jaguar.
Those were the glory days. They were the best. Like, I loved high school. You know, I loved those times. Those were the best times.
We were talking about teams that were good. I remember the two pitchers. We've talked about that. Kaplis?
Oh, yeah. Well, they're my family. So I'm related.
Right. Yep. That's what I mean. But
yeah,
they were really good.
Bobby Joe and Bailey Joe.
Yes. You remember?
Hi, girls.
There you go. Very nice. But you guys had a reign.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I mean, they were a few years older than us, but we kept that going. I mean, and I'm just going to, you know, give a little props to our coaches back in the day, Phil Adam and
Phil.
Larry Apps. Larry Apps was our pitching coach. And
Larry, do you know how good of a pitcher he was?
I sure do.
Okay.
I had to catch for him so many times.
I played against him one time.
Did you?
In the Rhinelander softball tournament.
Rhinelander.
Remember that? The whole day.
Oh, the Hodig for sure. That's
and,
a great little town.
He was a pitcher, I want to say, for Tommy's Angels.
Okay.
And he was incredible.
That guy can make a ball jump.
It was incredible. And then I went to Arizona State.
Okay.
Okay. After junior college, went to Arizona State, and they had the world championship, a fast pitch softball down there. And who was like the star pitcher of the world championship?
Yeah, Larry.
Was Larry Apps.
Yeah.
Wasn't that something?
He's,
I mean,
he's
and
incredible.
He was your, you know, assistant coach type thing, but he was worldwide known.
Yeah. We're blessed. And, you know, as a high school kid, I don't think you really understand that.
Right.
Looking back now, I'm like, wow, that's such a cool opportunity that we got to work with two of the best coaches. And that's why I'm going to put a little plug. We were good bunters because we had to practice against Larry.
I remember that.
So he would pitch to us and you'd put your bat out and you're like, oh my gosh, that ball can fly.
Didn't he have a little mound at his home or something? Or give lessons?
I'm not sure. I don't know there, but as far as me being a catcher for so many years,
right.
Phil Adam was amazing. Love the guy, but I spent most of my time with Larry.
Can we compare fingers?
What do you mean?
Every catcher I know, fast pitch, has a broken finger like mine that never healed.
No, I don't.
You don't have,
I don't, but I've had all sorts of weird finger, hand, my knees, everything, but it's all worth it. Those were the times of my life as far as sports and the friendships I still have. I would say like our starting nine on that infield are still the girls that I see today
other's
weddings. I mean, two of my best friends, I was just at Shawna Lake over the weekend, Stacy and Jenny, and these are girls who've been in my life forever. And me and Jenny always talk about it because we used to pick people off at third base. Not everybody does that.
Did you have a sign?
What's that?
Did you have a secret sign when you're going
to
be throwing?
Yeah, it was just my eye contact. We knew.
Yeah.
We knew. And it was a little risky to be in a state tournament and have the third base girl leading off. And I looked at Jenny. I'm like, we're going to get her. She's off a little too far.
Oh, I love it. That's fantastic. Yeah. This is great stuff. Well, Dana, give yourself a plug one more time in your companies and what you do. And
yeah. Again, so kind of do a brand ambassador work for Stubborn Brothers Beer in Shawna. If you guys have not had, Aaron is the head. He's the owner there and in the brewer. And Drop Top, try it. Buy it. It's the best.
Dropped up.
Yeah, it's actually made with Sun Drop Soda. So it's a rapper
style. Oh,
no kidding.
Well, of course it's Shawna there.
Of course. And so it's just like you go in many bars in the area and you're like, Drop Top's on tap.
I got to try that.
It's a patio pounder. It's really great. So, and again, Aaron and his whole family
patio
business.
Patio pounder.
I know.
Yeah,
she's
patio
got all these
pounder.
Terms.
I know. I love
it. Like
this.
I know what I'm doing.
I'm getting an education here.
So he's great. His wife's great. Their family's great. Again, family owned, family business. And then again, La Crosse Distilling, local, organic, farmer forward approach. Great people. I love my job because I love who I work for.
Give me a good summer drink sitting back in the patio.
Give us a patio pounder.
Patio pounder.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Like a nice sipping whiskey or something.
See, if you're talking patio pounder, for me, it's our gin or vodka all day long.
Okay.
And people, you know, gin is becoming bigger and bigger and bigger, and I want people to
see,
just
to me, that's an old guy. Jim always talks about his dad used to
drink.
But
we have an
drink.
American-style gin. It's not this, like, chewing on a pine cone type of gin. So
and
our
that's
gin,
what you don't like
that's
about
That's exactly
it, right?
what it's like taking a bunch of air fresheners from your car and grinding them up.
After I'm done here, I'm bringing that bottle in, and we're going to sample it.
Okay.
And you for you, too.
Sorry, do you have a problem?
Sorry, Jim. Sorry you weren't here for this.
Hey, just our buddy Knob just said Drop Top is the crack cocaine of craft brewers.
It's true. Ooh. It's true. It's true. And then not only was Drop Top so big, Aaron then realized how big it was getting, so he partnered with Jolly Good. So our newer collab has been called, it's our Jolly Beer Orange Creamsicle, and that's made with Jolly Good Orange. It's
well, those are,
that sounds good.
Those are real summer beers.
That's a patio pounder. As far as a good thing on the patio, I mean, any kind of summer hummer or a vodka lemonade or, you know, gimlets. Like, I'm all about the lighter style, but we have an amazing bourbon. Our bourbon is made with, like, red corn. It's this ancient heirloom varietal. It's a really cool style. And everything is actually in our open air dry like barn up
so
in La Crosse.
It's not
so
like
you
one
can
of
go up to La Crosse and
$1,800 bottles of
it's
bourbon.
It's not. It's maybe $50 on the shelf, and pretty much all the local places here have it. And
you know, I was asked to join a bourbon club, and I don't know enough about it. I mean, it'd be fun to just sample.
Start drinking.
Has that become a big deal,
it is. It is. The bourbon clubs. And I mean, you know, obviously we don't do tequila. And let me explain why. I mean, a lot of people are like, oh, tequila. It's like, well, we grow everything here.
So right. You don't
because
grow.
Because we don't have agave.
Guava.
You know? Right?
What are you from? Guava?
It's agave.
Agave.
Agave. Because we don't live in Mexico. We can't do that.
What?
Guava.
Hey.
What is guava? That's a
fruit.
That's a fruit. But close.
That was so close. It's unbelievable.
Guava.
No, that's as close. You can't give him credit like that because he will take all of it and then some.
Wow.
But it was really close, though.
She knows.
Todd, you have to do this in front of company.
Especially her.
But so we had this really crazy other whiskey that tastes like a tequila. That's really cool. So
can we bring her back sometime, Todd?
Yes. I hope so. Yes. Did I make the cut?
You made the cut.
Awesome. This is my debut, man. This is my break.
First cut.
You could do a podcast called the Patio Pounder Podcast.
Yes! Can I do it with you?
Pawelczyk's Patio Pounder Pawelczyk's Podcast.
Pawelczyk's Patio. Oh, man.
Oh, my
Quadruple
God.
Quadruple P.
Right here. Yes! We're doing it right in this studio.
4 P's.
Deal. What's your son's name again?
This is Penn.
Penn, really look forward to watching you this season.
Thank you. Thank you.
Football, rugby.
Wrestling.
Wrestling. God bless you, man. Thank you so much, Dan.
And
it's
thank you,
awesome
guys.
Seeing you.
It's great to see you, too. Wow.
This is 97.9 WGBW Denmark, Green Bay's real news and great conversation, a civic media radio station.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. As Republicans in the Senate continue pounding away, trying to find enough votes to pass President Trump's big budget bill, the president is on his way to the Florida Everglades to look at the new detention center that's been nicknamed Alligator Alcatraz. ABC's Victor Okendo is there.
The Florida Republican Party now selling Alligator Alcatraz merchandise online. And all of this comes as the administration ramps up its deportation efforts. New data, analyzed by ABC's own television station's data team, showing a recent shift in arrest, the administration now arresting more migrants with no criminal convictions.
Before leaving for Florida, the president was asked about his relationship with Elon Musk and said that Musk was only mad because EV tax credits were being phased out. Musk calls the spending bill political suicide for the Republican Party. Iran assessing the damage and lashing out over the American-Israeli airstrikes, but keeping open the possibility of talks. This is ABC News.
As we